Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC. The World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together. We work together. We respect each other. We like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated, 37, 38. No, make that 40 plus years. Now, take that back. 40 years, September to 2024. I never thought I'd be doing radio this long. Of course, I started when I was 10. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, of course, we're still knocking out all bums now. 38, 39, almost 40 years straight up. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Who am I? I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Gloves champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. In fact, two times I was named North American Boxing Writer of the Year. So I'm no hobo when it comes to the sport of boxing. And neither are you, because you buy the pay-per-view. So why don't you tweet me? Because we do the Twitter thing. That's about it on this show. My Twitter handle is NotAveragePedro. So you can tweet me at NotAveragePedro. Of course, the big news this week, I think, is that David Morrell is going to be fighting Demetrius Andrade. Andrade, of course, the WBO champion at 154, I think at 160, moved up to 168, said it was too big for him. Of course, got crunched by David Benavidez. I was there, I think it was December of last year, of course, in Las Vegas at the Michelin Arena. Straight up, it was a wonderful fight as far as Benavidez was concerned. Demetrius Andrade sort of got beat up a little bit, of course, but he made a lot of money, and he'll make some money this time, so I think he's cashing out. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the fact that, you know, Tank Davis really hasn't fought anybody yet. And he hasn't fought a lightweight champion yet. He keeps fighting a lot of contenders. And yet we call him the best or the face of boxing. Am I wrong on that? Do you think we're jumping the gun there? Who is the face of boxing? More on boxing with Boxing's PhD after the break, Mr. Socrates Palmer. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC-TV and Sports Byline.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
From the West Coast to the East Coast, and of course the Bronx, we'll talk about bringing in PhD, Mr. Boxing PhD, Socrates Palmer Jr. And how are you today, young man?
I'm doing good, brother. How are you?
Pretty good. A little excited about it. Looks like Demetrius Andrade is going to go out on his shield. He's going to take on David Morrell. He's going to be on this on the Tank Davis Martin undercard. That seems like a super fight to me. Am I wrong?
Tank and Frank Martin?
No. Or... I'm talking about Andrade and Morrell.
If this was about 3 years ago, yes, you know, but I think that unfortunately, Demetrius Andre, his inactivity, a lot of miles in the body, he's 36. You know, he just got beat up pretty bad against David Benavidez. I can't see him having a chance against Morrell because, I mean, normally you would say...
But he's cashing in. But bro, I mean, this, you and I know this. He's got to make some money now. I mean, he played it safe for a long time, 154, 160, WBO stuff, didn't make much money, this and that. The Benavidez fight, he probably made 100 times more than he ever made before. So he's trying to cash out on the way out. He's 36 years old. I think it's a good move for him. And bottom line is, you know, if he doesn't get beat up too bad, he can have another payday.
That is true. According to what I researched, he made a guaranteed $2 million against Benavidez. Sprinkle in some pay-per-view buys. So let's call it between $2 and $2.5 million that he took home, which is pretty good. You figure against Morrell, he'll probably get half because he's still a name. And he was a plus 270 against Benavidez. The odds will probably be around the same. And like you said, it's a good payday, but it's a lot of risk.
How much money did Benavidez win in that fight? How much money did he make? Four?
I saw three. So probably close to four when, you know, the pay-per-view numbers come in. It's a tough fight. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, Morrell is the goods, you know, although he's not been tested. But you look at he passes the eye test, right? Flashy hands.
Somebody shot me an anonymous text the other day at Not Average Pedro, and it said, "Is there a gay champion living in Minneapolis?" And I said, "I didn't think so. What was he talking about?" So Morrell's not gay, is he?
Not that I know of.
Well, exactly. When you think about Minneapolis, I can only think about one guy, him. Right? That's the only guy in Minneapolis right now.
Yeah, Minneapolis isn't really known for, you know, producing great boxers.
It's not known for Cubans.
That is true. that is very true. I always thought it was a little too cold for them.
It must be like a public spectacle of him walking down the street. Look at that over there. Because I've been in places where they point at you, Sock. Believe me, I've been in places. All right, let's talk about this fight. You don't think that Andrade, with his left-handed stance, we can survive 6-7 rounds?
I think he can, because the style that Andrade brings, Morell's never really seen. And out of Andrade's reputation, I think he'll be cautious. Although he's a guy that tries to get people out of there pretty quick. You know, he's got 9 knockouts out of the 10 wins. But I think he'll have that respect factor of Andrade. And Andrade's pretty crafty. You know, I think he's a professional. I think he could be competitive. But when he tries to, you know,
engage.
It's one of two ways. Right. He can do one of two ways. He can go out like a sucker and lose a 12-round beatdown, or he can try to win the fight. If he tries to win the fight, I think that's when he gets stopped.
Okay. I was going to ask you, whose hat is that? It's at the top of that hat rack in the back. Whose hat is that?
That belongs to my grandmother.
Okay.
That's a summer hat, yeah.
It's a summer hat. Okay. Check it out. There's a little fashion there going on. Of course, Socrates Palmer coming to us from the Bronx, live on WBC TV, and, of course, live here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studio, Saturday, March 16, 2024. Now, let's talk about the main event here. Tank Davis and Frank Martin. Is that a main event? Is Tank Davis, I mean, am I making too much of Tank Davis? I mean, he beat Ryan Garcia pretty much with ease, but am I making too much of him? Because he really hasn't fought any champions yet, has he? I mean, he's fighting for a lot of vacant titles and stuff like that.
Well, he's fought guys that maybe at the right moment, right? So I was really impressed a couple of years ago when he went against Puerto Rican guy that just fought Keyshawn Davis. His name escapes me.
Okay.
And he stopped him, you know. And you know what, Tank? It's how Tank fights that's, I think, the most impressive. He's must watch. He fought against Leo Santa Cruz. Leo Santa Cruz was very game. And then if you went and got a pretzel, boom, before you know it, it was that uppercut, and he flatlined him. You know, then he kind of fights the level of his opposition, which kind of makes you wonder how good Tank is, like he did against Barrios, he did against Pitbull Cruz. No, but I think Tank is the real deal, man. I think if you disrespect Tank, it's at your own risk.
Okay, Leo Santa Cruz, I mean, that retired him.
That did, but it was a nice pension.
Oh, no. Hey, that's not the way. That's really not the way you want to go out, though. I mean, as far as, like, you know, like your video files. Hey, here's Dad when he was champion, and here's Dad's last fight. And Dad gets starched. I mean, Dad, like, whoa. You know, one time I knocked out Herbert Myers. I was talking with Daniel a little bit earlier because we were talking about KOs and people getting drilled in this and getting hurt. And Myers didn't wake up until he was in the ambulance. So they were sticking needles in his feet and this and that. And I thought I was a puncher. Turned out he had a glass jaw. But they were sticking needles in his feet and he wasn't responding, this and that. So they dragged him off into an ambulance. He's unconscious, this and that. They raised my hand, this and that. So, you know, we go back, we have a press conference. He woke up in the ambulance anyway. So he ended up fighting again, believe it or not. But the reporter comes up to me and says to me afterwards, my mother's sitting there, and she's protective as hell, man. So he says to me, you know, Dooku Kim was just killed by Ray Mancini 3 weeks ago, and, you know, and the way you laid this guy out today, did you think about that when you laid him out like that? Man, my mother jumped up in his ass, man, right away. What are you talking about? It was a knockout of the night. You're talking about Dooku Kim and somebody getting killed? Get out of here. She threw him out.
She threw
him out of the dressing room. Just get the hell out. You know,
as he should. You got to protect the boy.
You got to protect your boy, man. Hey, and that was in winning. She protected me when I was low. When you know, she's there when you win and you lose, man. You know, it's the pig. It's the pig. I'll never forget who said that. But it's the people you see in the dressing room after you lose that are important, not after you win. Because after you win, every blowhard that you know, I had guys banging on the Civic Auditorium dress room coming in there, guys I hadn't seen in 15 years. Hey, Pete, how are you? Get away. Anyway, you know, but that's truth. But bottom line is, at the end of the day, boxing is a mean, mean, mean sport. Pound for pound, though, is he the face of boxing? Tank Davis fighting once a year?
No, I wouldn't say he's a face of boxing, but he's one of the faces, you know.
Okay,
he's
in that second tier. If Canelo's a face of boxing, does Canelo have acne?
I, I wasn't expecting that. That's a good one.
Not as good as a Mount Rushmore of hoes, though.
That was a
classic line. Sock, that was a class. We were describing a prostitute that went to bed with both Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis, and she was describing her experiences and Osaka said that she should be on the Mount Rushmore of hoes, and I couldn't believe that. I mean, that was a priceless line, bro. Priceless.
I mean, hey, who can say they took two lineal heavyweight champs to the sack, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway.
There's probably one out there.
Yeah, we ran this tape in the club. It was pretty cool. Anyway, Martin got a chance here, or is it slim and none?
I think Frank Martin certainly has a chance. I think Frank is a solid fighter. He doesn't do anything great, but I just think Tank does something great, and that's that eraser. You know, I think eventually Tank gets him out of there. I think Frank Martin, he just doesn't have anything that Tank is going to respect. I don't think he's going to respect. I don't think Tank will respect his punching power. I can see an aggressive Tank Davis. And the mean Tank Davis, and somewhere around the eighth, ninth round, I think he takes him out.
Why is there no face in boxing? It's like Canelo's not the face of boxing anymore. I heard, you know, Tank has said on this show, we look a little tape we had, that Canelo's on the way out. There's no doubt about it. Of course, he wants to fight Munguia. Now he's going to fight Munguia on May the 4th, of course. And I predicted that a few months ago. I said that if he ends up beating Ryder decisively or stops him, they're going to put him at the front of the line for Canelo, of course, and that means they'll bypass David Benavidez again. And I want to ask you about this about Benavidez. The WBC mandated Benavidez about a month and a half ago. Then Canelo started screaming about something, and then they started, well, not really, or something like that. So what's the story on that? I mean, they got Benavidez fighting the Russian, but let's talk about Benavidez at 168.
Look, Benavidez has been avoided. We know this. We said it countless times. If Canelo's not going to defend the title, then give it up. You know, give it up. He's starting to get chastised by legends, guys like Eric Morales, Marco Antonio Barrera. You know, they call
him Manuel Marquez.
Juan Manuel Marquez, you know. So it's like, if you want to be recognized as the greatest Mexicano of all time, you know, you can't just retire without fighting David Benavidez.
But check this out. But he's fought in four chosen guys in a row. The only guy he hasn't fought that's a bit of a stiff is Daniel in the other room. I mean, outside of that, I mean, it was Bivol beat him up. There was no doubt about that. Then he had the Ryder fight. He had the Charlo fight. And those were both basically non-threatening fights. Of course, Charlo didn't even raise his hands to throw anything back offensively. And then, of course, he's going to go with Munguia, who's an exciting fighter, who's a bit of a face fighter. He's going to be an exciting go, but I wouldn't consider him upper echelon as far as top three or four at 168, especially not with David there.
I agree with you. Look, Canelo has built up equity over the years, right? You look at his resume, in his youth, when he was not the face of boxing, for guys like Lara, Kirkland, obviously Mayweather, probably way before he was ready. But now he's gotten the pass. The last probably real fight he had was Caleb Plant.
And I talked about that. That would probably be his last shining moment. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel, take it away.
Place where people rain through. The sort of place they really care about you.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
March 14th, 1980, the younger brother of Carlos Palomino, Paul Palomino, a member of the U.S. boxing team en route to Poland for a competition, was killed in a crash. Of course, there was LOT, Polish Airlines. That's why I don't ride Polish Airlines. I mean, it's a good idea. I mean, come on, man. They blew it there. It was flight 007. I mean, imagine that, flight 007. Of course, it went down. A whole lot of boxers went with that. We'll talk about that maybe a little bit later. But his son, his brother, Carlos Palomino's brother, was a pretty good guy and a pretty good boxer. I remember him back in the day. Mark and Carlos, of course, were two stars. Carlos will become the WBC welterweight champion and lose that title. But the bottom line is, of course, he is a pretty good guy in the sport of boxing, without a doubt. Still see him on the streets now and then, and he will sign autographs for people, will stand and talk to people. He's a class act. I'm talking about Carlos Palomino. Back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, and bringing back the PhD from the Bronx, talk about Mr. Socrates Palmer. Sock, the heavyweight picture, Jared Anderson, he got arrested again. I mean, a couple of years ago, maybe a year ago, you were all high on Jared Anderson. I guess we all were. Is it time to get off the Jared Anderson wagon?
Not just yet, but I think, definitely buyer beware. And I think Top Rank more than anybody, we've seen fighters that are really talented. However, they tend to make poor choices outside of the ring. So promotions tend to speed them up. Just in my era, I think of Fernando Vargas. That's someone who main events obviously knew they had a star in him, but they also questioned how he behaved outside the ring. So he kind of was rushed in for certain big fights, like the Trinidad fight, for example. And Jared Anderson, he's 16-0. He really hasn't fought any killers. He's set to fight April 13th. He issued an apology for his last time he was arrested. He's fighting Ryder Murray out of Belgium, who's 31 years old, 32-2. You figure that he'll bring some sort of a test, but Murray was mostly his career as a cruiserweight. Anderson's got talent, but I question his mental makeup. I saw an interview with him, and he's talking about, so much pressure on him at such a young age. I'm like, come on, bro. Mike Tyson was how old when he was world champion? I mean, man up. I don't know if it's a problem.
He's a drunk. Let's just be honest. He's been drunk a couple of times. The guy's got a drinking problem. I mean, just call a spade a spade. he's got a drinking problem. I mean, twice now, he's been involved in incidents that involve alcohol. So obviously, he has a problem with alcohol. He needs a babysitter. He needs a 24-hour babysitter. And you know what? Sometimes babysitters work, and sometimes they don't. Because I had to babysit a guy one time, and I won't mention who it was, but he tried to go out the back door and all kinds of crazy stuff. So, I mean, it's just like, you know, it is what it is, especially when there's substances involved, you know, whether it's alcohol or opiates. In this case, I was trying to keep an opiate guy away from off the streets. Anyway, Joe Joyce going to fight today, huh? Joe Joyce got struck out twice against Zil Zhang. Speaking of Zil Zhang, he failed miserably in Ngannou. Got to go back to the Ngannou fight. The first punch looked like a dive. The first punch didn't hit him. The first punch didn't make any contact, I didn't think. That first one, go back and look at the first one. The second one, the one he drilled him with, yeah, that made contact. But it sort of made me look like, you know what? I'm going to let this guy drill me, and I'm going to tell all my people to bet against me. It looked like he went in there and took a legitimate dive. I mean, that first punch, I just couldn't look at it. We just showed it again on TV. Show that clip one more time. I mean, that just didn't look like the real deal to me. It just didn't look like the real deal, the first one. The second one, yes. The first one, so when the first one was suspicious, I thought the whole thing was going to, you know, be a bit of a stinker, and it looked like it turned out to be that way. 37 years old, of course, Ngannou, 0-1 now. See that first shot, man, it put him that, I don't know, man. And what was he doing left-handed, standing left-handed against a guy that's got a good right hand? I mean, it's like he did everything he could to make Anthony Joshua look good.
Yeah, I mean, I have seen videos about that, people questioning the legitimacy. It looked like it was partially blocked. Let's give the benefit of the doubt that it was on the up and up. I mean, the guy's 6'6".
Oh!
Look, it wasn't as bad as Wilder and Malik Scott, I'll tell you that much. But we've seen guys kind of get dropped with shots that don't look like much. I remember Tyson and Clifford Atien, Tyson and Bruce Seldon. You know, like glancing blows from heavyweights, even if they hit you with like
No. Bruce Seldon, I was there. Bruce Seldon took a dive. Bruce Seldon said, "You know what? I'm not getting hurt. I'm getting the hell out of here."
Yeah. I can't blame him, right? If Mike Tyson's standing in front of you,
they called him the Atlantic City Express. I watched him fight in San Jose, a couple other places around the country. But he had his. How can I put this without getting in trouble? His team was connected. I'll just leave it at that.
He had a great jab, I remember. That was his thing.
Yeah.
He had a really good jab for the heavyweight.
Okay. Joe Joyce and this guy, who's Cash Ali, is that the guy's name?
You know, that was not on my radar, but Joyce needs a big win. He needs a win to get back.
Isn't Joe Joyce a bum?
Damn, that's harsh, brother.
That harsh?
I mean, I'm a bum.
No. This is an old bum here. What I'm trying to say is, how can I put it? He didn't do any. He's never done anything that's impressed me. I mean, he's beaten the guys that he's supposed to beat, like guys he's had size on, and throw that leverage with the right hand, this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But once he found the guy that said, "You know what? I'm going to stand up to you a little bit," he folded.
Yeah, it's true. The Dubois win looks a little bit better because of the way Dubois performed against Usyk. But I think you know what? He's not great. He's got good stamina. He, like you said, he's huge, right? Okay. The guy's the juggernaut for a reason.
All right.
But,
let's go to a double mistake. Mistake that we both thought might happen. Zil Zhang looked terrible.
Zil Zhang was very disappointing. The bandwagon, there's a little bit more elbow room, right? he really underwhelmed.
I know what he did was he went on that same diet. That Kung Fu guy went on there in Macau with me when he had the 27 strips of bacon on the plate. The guy weighed 291 pounds. Who does he think he is? Haystack Calhoun or Andre the Giant?
That's a lot of beef. A lot of weight, man. But he's 6'6" and he's 40 years old. I mean, I don't understand this, man.
So you're trying to say he's a lazy duck?
Lazy duck, or maybe he just started believing his own press clippings, you know?
Believing me. He was listening to this show. He all was saying, this guy's going to be the guy. He's going to pack a billion people into an arena in China and those kind of stuff. Man, he couldn't get 15 Chinese people to show up to watch him fight after that one.
No, he couldn't. And but, you know, like I said last week, yeah, you got to credit Parker. Parker really has had a good streak as of late.
Because he got in shape. He was flabby. Those fights where he was unimpressive, he was flabby.
Yeah. I mean, credit to Andy Lee. You have to, right? You know, he's making something out of Parker, a resurgence. And now Parker's back into the mix.
I've got a couple questions to put you on the spot here before I let you go here. Amanda Serrano, an update on her?
You know, she hasn't released any official statement. It was just done. Weird. Yeah, and then it was. How about the fact that they tried to say that it was a chemical, you know, from her doing her hair the night before, and then when she ran to before the weigh-in, that's what caused some irritation in her eye. That was just, I mean, what kind of, you know, relaxer are you using or hair dye? I mean. And I know Amanda. Amanda's got nice hair, so I don't get it.
You know what's funny is I'm looking at WBC TV right now, and the left side of your face, it looks like you got a big black eye. For some reason, I have no idea. Yeah, the light was doing you wrong. There looks like you got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. I kid you not. All right, so Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, is that going to be for real?
They haven't said anything officially, but. It's going to be on Netflix. I've heard rumors that Jake Paul's going to be allowed to wear headgear while Mike doesn't. Look, if it's something like that, then it's a total circus. I mean, right now we have half a circus. You know, they're supposed to be fighting using 18-ounce gloves. Dallas, Texas is the site. I don't know if it's going to be in Jerry's big house or in the practice facility that Errol Spence has fought there once before. But the fact that boxing is on Netflix is a big deal.
Errol Spence toast. I got 10 seconds.
Put some jam on him. Yes, he is.
Straight up. That's boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. Hug the kids. Hug the agent. We'll talk soon.
Love you. Thank you very much, sir.
The great PhD himself, Mr. Socrates Palmer Jr. on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break. The sort of place they're in a care about you. It's kind of rough, but that's all right with me.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The greatest fighter in the history of boxing. No, not myself. I'm talking about Roberto Duran, of course, the man with the hands of stone, was world-ranked from 126 pounds, of course, all the way to 168 pounds, won the lightweight championship, the welterweight championship, the junior middleweight championship, and the middleweight championship. Bottom line is, of course, I think he's the best fighter that's ever, ever put on a straight pair of gloves. He's in a Panama City hospital right now, suffering from a, get this, I'm not a medical guy, an atrial ventricular block. It's a heart rhythm disorder that causes the heart to beat more slowly than it should. It's caused by communication problems with the heart's electrical conduction system. For some people, the condition doesn't cause symptoms. For others, it might be life-threatening. So we wish Roberto Duran, 72 years old, haven't seen him in a year and a half. I think last time I saw him was in December of last, the year before last, of course, in Mexico City, of course, for the Acapulco, for the WBC convention. But he was looking good then, of course. And I still think, you know, the fact that I can't think of a better fighter that I've ever watched in my life. I'm serious as a heart attack. I mean, Ray Leonard was a better welterweight, okay? But as far as a better fighter is concerned, Ray Robinson told me June the 13th, 1984, when I interviewed him at the Aladdin Hotel, he told me Tommy Hearns had just knocked out Roberto Duran, just knocked him out in the second round. And he told me that Roberto Duran was going to go down as a greater fighter than Tommy Hearns. And I said, you got to be kidding me. The guy just got knocked out. He goes, you don't get it. The guy moved up in weight from 135. He's fighting guys that are at a weight that's not at his natural weight. He's fighting bigger guys. And that's when I sort of started to figure out that size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Of course, tonight, boxing on, what is it? Is it DAZN's going to do this or ESPN Plus? But the bottom line is William Zepeda, 29 in zip, 25 KOs, a lightweight that can fight, of course, at the Cosmopolitan in Vegas. So this looks like a top-ranked show. Of course, I'm talking about Bob Arum, the master that he is. Maxie Hughes is the opponent. Hughes comes in at 26-6-2. He will leave at 26-7 without a doubt. Zepeda's considered the, he's a southpaw. He's a Mexican. He can punch. And Oscar De La Hoya is in his corner. And Oscar De La Hoya thinks that he's the next great Mexican fighter to come out of Mexico. Of course, they keep saying this about all these different Mexican fighters. Of course, there is no, you know, like the next Salvador Sanchez. Was Sanchez that great? I mean, he died really young. Of course, he had, you know, the win against Wilfredo Gomez when he became the best fighter pound for pound in boxing. I think when he beat Gomez, Gomez was 33-0 with 33-0-1 with 33 knockouts or something like that. I kid you not. So he was pound for pound the king of boxing. And Sanchez went in there and broke his face in the first round. Broke his orbital bone in the first round with the right hand, and then just destroyed him after that. So I think he stopped him in 8 or 9 rounds. But the bottom line is Gomez was never the same. But Sanchez, considered maybe the immortal Mexican superstar as far as the pugilist is concerned, I think he gets that because he died early. I think that if he stuck around, he'd have lost just like everybody else. But the bottom line is, you know, people consider him like the greatest Mexican fighter of all time. And then, of course, they talk about Canelo now. I don't think so. Of course, Canelo, sick of forking him. Now, tonight, in Stockton, California, Gabriel Flores, of course, young man from Stockton, California himself, hometown guy. Of course, Stockton is called Fat City. Why do I call it Fat City? Because Leonard Gardner, my friend Leonard Gardner, wrote a book in 1971, and it became a movie in 1972, and won an Academy Award with Stacy Keach and a couple other guys in there. But the bottom line is, they did a movie on Stockton boxing called Fat City. So that's why when I go to Stockton, maybe I'm too old now, but I'm the only one that still calls it Fat City. Of course, they had some pretty good fighters come out of there without a doubt. Yaki Lopez was one. Yaki was a fantastic fighter, but tonight, it's going to be Gabriel Flores. He's lost a couple of fights, 134 pounds. Taking on Julian Rodarte. He's lost a couple of fights as well. But Duarte looks like a big underdog here because, you know, they're not bringing him in to win. I mean, that's when they bring you in as the opponent. I was a matchmaker for a long time. I take that back, for 2.5 years. It was a long time because it was monotonous. It was crazy. Trying to put 4-round fights together, 6-round fights together, 8-round fights together, it was monotonous. I mean, because you didn't want to bring in some bum like me or Daniel to go in there and they get knocked out 1 round. You want a guy that's going to be able to put up a fight for a little while, right?
sort of tough to get a guy to put up a fight for a little while. Anyway, that is a rough, rough game. Matchmaking, no doubt about that. On that card, Fernando Vargas Jr., the unbeaten young man. Of course, we talked about his father a little earlier being sacrificed by the Duvas because of the fact that he got in trouble. Of course, got arrested a couple times down there around San Bernardino. The sheriff's department was all over him, man. I mean, like a bad coat. And, of course, Vargas went on to fight Felix Trinidad a little bit earlier. He got stopped. And, of course, that was part of the beginning of the downfall. But I thought his greatest moment, as far as Vargas was concerned, had he not been on steroids, was when he almost knocked out Oscar De La Hoya in the first round. In fact, you know what? He should be arrested for not knocking Oscar out. I mean, I'm just telling you, he had Oscar sitting on the ropes. He couldn't finish him. He just couldn't finish Oscar. I thought that was the biggest mistake that Fernando Vargas ever made, outside of taking steroids to get ready for that fight, because he did look like a different guy. I mean, he was ripped to the core without a doubt. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, of course, Fernando Vargas has got a couple of kids fighting now, and Fernando Vargas Jr. tonight is taking on Brad Solomon. This is a junior middleweight fight. Just like his dad. Lorenzo Powell's on the card. This is coming to you from, I guess the venue is going to be Adventist Health Arena in Stockton, California. The opponent is going to be G-Squad Entertainment. And the TV is going to be on YouTube. They're going to put this on YouTube. Okay, doors open at 5. First fight will go on at 5:45 Pacific time, Pacific Standard Time. Take that back. It's Pacific Daylight Time now. It's not standard time anymore. It's daylight time. So they've got it as standard time, but it's daylight time. 5:45, if you want to watch it, it'll be on YouTube, of course. Joe Joyce, we talked about this a little earlier, of course, his comeback fight after getting beat twice by Zilzang. Outweighs his opponent by 48 pounds. Ooh, yeah. Heavyweight Joe Juggernaut Joyce returning from the two losses to Zilzang. Double Z, weighed in at career high 286 pounds. I mean, how can you be serious if you weigh in at 286 pounds unless the guy against you is a stone cold stiff? Cash Ali? Cash may be coming for the cash, but it looks like he's going to get drilled. They're picking him. Listen, when you're the opponent, I'll say it again. When you're the opponent, everything is against you. The boxing establishment's against you because you're being brought in to lose. You're not being brought in to win. Whether you're being brought in to put in a good fight. Hopefully you put up a good fight. But the bottom line is you're being brought in to lose. Okay? Duarte, the kid from Southern California, Julio Rodarte, he's being brought in to lose here against Gabriel Flores. The matchmakers that involved with Gabriel Flores and his father, because they think that Rodarte is a good opponent at this point in time, may very well be. Okay? But the bottom line is, matchmaking is important, and I think that the fact that, you know, these guys have some problems making matches and getting things together, I heard, you know, what can I say, a couple guys came in over the weight, but at the end of the day, I hope to God they have a good drawing down there as far as Stockton's concerned. Of course, Stockton, California had some good fighters in the past. Let's hope that they turn out and draw tonight as far as it's going to be a big event. I mean, these people are, Gabe Flores' father is putting a lot of money in this. Well, you know, I don't want to see a guy take a bath financially, but I think he's destined to. I just think he is. I looked at the tickets that were sold. Wasn't too many tickets sold. They got a big arena. It's just, in other words, I'm not trying to say they're committing suicide, but they're putting a gun to their head and they're pulling back the trigger. We'll see what happens with the live gate. So we wish them the very best of luck. Of course, that is tonight in Stockton, California. March the 29th, the return of the guy I don't want to ever see come back again, Oscar Valdez. The last time we saw him fight, it looked like somebody hit him with a baseball bat. Not once, not twice, but like 100 times. Think on Liam Wilson. Wilson's not considered that much of a threat. But the bottom line is Oscar Valdez is way past his peak. March the 29th, ESPN Plus. Of course, March 23rd, Dalton Smith versus Jose Cepeda. That's going to be a junior welterweight card. But the big card I'm looking forward to, we talked about it a little bit earlier with boxing's PAC, Socrates Palmer, is March the 30th. I'm talking about Amazon Prime, their pay-per-view debut. Of course, Tim Zhu, the undefeated WBO champion at 154 pounds, coming to us from Sydney, Australia. Of course, taking on Keith Thurman, the once beaten guy that smokes more weed than me. That's all I can say. He's probably more than Daniel, too. It's two of us. But the bottom line is, they're going to fight a junior middleweight. Keith Thurman's a former welterweight. And, of course, the only fight he actually lost on record, I think, was to Manny Pacquiao. Now, the best fighter, pound for pound, in the world is on this card as far as the ability to talk. I'm talking about Rolly Romero. That's right. Rolly Romero's taking on Pitbull Cruz. Pitbull Cruz, a guy that probably fighting about 10 pounds heavier than he should. He wants the money. I get that. But if he wanted the gold, he'd go down to 130 and fight for a 130-pound title. Also on the card, an aging Cuban. We talked about him a little bit earlier when he fought Canelo Alvarez. Of course, Arisandy Lara, now the WBA middleweight champion, taking on Michael Zarafa. And, of course, also on that card, the Freak. I'm talking about Sebastian Fedora. Remember, I was with him at the WBC convention in Mexico City? Of course, take it back, Acapulco. Acapulco went to Mexico City first. That's where they lost my luggage. Or at least they said they lost my luggage. And when the luggage got, when I found my luggage, it was missing a $300 bottle of cologne. Coincidence? Perhaps. Anyway, it was called Creed, but somebody ripped either the maid got my Creed at the hotel and I didn't realize it when I packed it away or something like that, or they stole it at the airport when my bag was there overnight. Anyway, bottom line is Sebastian Fedora, what is he, like 6'5", 154, going to take on Sergey Bojcik, and that's going to be for a WBC Super Welterweight title, of course, a vacant title. I'm not game for giving Fedora a vacant title shot on his way back after being knocked out in this last fight, but the bottom line is I don't run the World Boxing Council. Mauricio Suleiman does. March 31st, the Peacock Network. Anybody watching this Peacock Network? I haven't. I watch a couple movies on it about boxing. Fabio Wardley and Frazier Clark is going to go on Peacock March 31st. They're heavyweights. And, of course, the Zone returns April the 6th. Richardson Hitchens versus Gustavo Lemos, the super welterweights, of course. Not big fights. Of course, Jared Anderson, we talked about him a little earlier, going on the April 13th on ESPN against Riyad Mahuri. That's a heavyweight bout. Devin Haney, April 20th, of course, and Ryan Garcia. WBC super lightweight title taking place at the Barclays Center in New York City. Of course, Brooklyn, New York, I think, to be exact. Bottom line is, man, Ryan Garcia's got a lot on his plate. He's a mental nut. I forgot to bring it up a little bit earlier, but Daniel asked me about it. You know, is Ryan Garcia faking? Is he playing? I mean, is there a method to his madness, or is he just mad? That's what you got to ask. I mean, because, you know, he talked previously about having psychological issues and anxiety issues and depression issues, and that means drugs. I mean, like Zoloft and stuff like that. And you can't be fighting on Zoloft. You can't be fighting antidepressants. You can't do it. I mean, it throws your mind into another world. So the bottom line is, I don't know if he's faking or if he's really gone nuts. Because going nuts ain't going to help him any here. Because Devin Haney's, there's no weight limit on this fight as far as after the fight's concerned. So Haney's going to come in at 140 and step into the ring the next night at about 160 pounds, which I think is totally unfair. I mean, I remember one time I fought Ernie Chavez in the National Golden Gloves at 147 pounds. That was the weigh-in, okay? That was the weigh-in. Get this. We weighed in on a Tuesday, and I weighed in at 141 and a half with some trunks on. Okay, I mean, I wasn't a welterweight. I thought I could move up to 147 and capture another title, right? I got licked like a stamp. Bottom line is, Ernie Chavez, of course, weighed in at 147. He was steaming. And the guy, he was unkempt. He didn't, you know, he needed a haircut, and he was unshaven. So when I see the dude the next day in the ring across the ring from me, we're about to fight, I told my corner, that's not him. What do you mean? I said, that's not him. What do you mean? I said, man, that's not him. That's a different guy. Look how big that dude is. That guy's got to be like 170 pounds. Turned out he was 167 pounds. He gained 20 pounds after the weigh-in in 3 days. He hit me three times, three hooks. That's all I remember was three different hooks. Of course, stopped me in the second round. Dropped me in the first round. I got up. I was okay. Got dropped in the second round. I got up and looked across the ring, Daniel, and there were eight guys standing across the ring. I didn't know which one was going to fight me. So I looked to the referee for some help, right? There were three referees. So I've got 11 guys in the ring. There's only supposed to be two guys other than me, and there's 11. So we got a problem anyway. Referee said to me, you want to continue? I said, no, I'm out of here. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, wishing Roberto Duran the very best.
It's time to stay up. Saw me a girl today who walked with such a gentle sway.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
I was going to a press conference one time. My mother told me, she said, you know what? It ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. Just don't tell the truth too often. People don't like honest people. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, boxing is rock and roll, and the heavyweight champion of the world, of course, is Tyson Fury. But then again, there's an asterisk next to that because of the fact that he lost to Francis Ngannou, and Ngannou got beat like a... Like, you know, I mean, the way that fight went down with Anthony Joshua, it reeked of a fix. It just totally reeked of a fix to me. It just did. The way he went down the first time, the punch was partially blocked. The way he went down the first time, I think that he was waiting to get knocked out. I sort of think that he bet against himself. This is my personal opinion. I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff go down in boxing, but this was really, I could smell it through the TV. When you can smell it through the TV or through your computer screen, that's a stinker, without a doubt. So I think Ngannou took a dive. Of course, Ngannou beat Tyson Fury. He was the uncrowned world heavyweight champion. So at this point in time, I think that Anthony Joshua is the uncrowned world heavyweight champion. He deserves to be recognized as such, and I think he should be. As far as Tyson Fury and Oleg Usyk's concerned, I don't know. I don't know if I even want to see that anymore. I mean, of course, Usyk, what does he bring to the dance besides a few title belts? I mean, come on. Nobody really wants to see him fight. Nobody wants to see him and Tyson Fury fight anymore. That's why it's been postponed too many times. Speaking of postponed too many times, Jack Catterall and Josh Taylor. Remember, Jack Catterall got burned in a fight with Josh Taylor about 2 or 3 years ago. He lit Josh Taylor up and lost. I was blown away by the decision. I was absolutely blown away. But the bottom line is Josh Taylor, of course, lost the title to Teofimo Lopez. Now they're putting together this rematch over in the UK with Catterall, and Josh Taylor get hurt again. So it's the fourth time this fight's been canceled. If I was Jack Catterall, I might just walk away. I mean, the bottom line is I just don't know. Okay, I'm getting some stuff here. Let's see. Main event says, great show, Daniel. Okay, all right. Anyway, Frank 1961 says, Oscar's ability as a professional promoter are on the line in regards to how he handles Garcia's erratic behavior. If it were Bob Arum, I think Bob would kick Ryan out of his company. Bob Arum's done a lot of stuff, man. He's done a lot of sleazy stuff. Remember one time I was at a press conference. Daniel, this is what Bob Arum said to me and a whole bunch of guys at a press conference. Yesterday I was lying, but today I'm telling the truth. I was about to say, what? Say, what's the, you know, so don't think that, Bob Arum is all holy and that kind of stuff. All holier now. He's really not. Anyway, this has been a great edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Those people on Skype, people on WBC TV, of course, people listening on the radio and around the world on the internet. I thank you so much for tuning in to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, which is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the WBC TV folks down there in Dallas, Texas. Of course, talking about Veev TV, the Veev Lady. Daniela Jackman, of course, and her husband, John Jackman, Double J. Straight up, they put the show together video-wise. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Till Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Peace, love, and a ton of respect.